Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Good evening. This is Brother Aaron Williams, and this is DTW Live Ministry right here on Purpose Kingdom Network by way of Blog Talk Radio. We're also here on Facebook Live, and we just bless God. We bless God in another opportunity to share his word. Wow, what a day. Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. It's already a quarter of the year gone in 2024, and how things have just gone crazy. But we thank God. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. We thank God for his loving kindness, God, for his patience, for his forbearance, for his forgiveness, for everything that he does for us. The Bible says that morning by morning we see brand new mercy. There's a new mercy for every day that you wake up and breathe and take another breath. My God, hallelujah. Some, when they slept in slumber, did not wake up to a new day, but opened their eyes up in heaven or hell, woke up with their eyes, and then found themselves in eternity. So we bless God that he chose that our moments would roll on, that we would have another opportunity for maturity, another opportunity for perfection, another opportunity to serve, another opportunity, hallelujah, to continue to move forward in him. For in him we live, we move, and we have our being in him. Are you excited this morning? Are you excited this evening about Jesus? Hallelujah. There's a lot of things going on, but if Jesus is your source, hallelujah. He said, I'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind stayed on me because he trusted in me. And I'm finding myself out. Sometimes my peace is so scary. I have the situations where I should be upset, situations where I should, you know, have my mind going in circles. I'm finding myself at peace because Christ is the center of my joy. Hallelujah. How about you? Let's open up in prayer. God, we do thank you and we bless you. Bless you for your goodness. Bless you for your mercy. Bless you for your grace. God, we bless you for your forgiveness. Bless you, my God, for salvation today, that we're saved, God, that we're in the ark of safety, and we bless you for choosing us in you even before the foundation of the world. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, our Savior, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. As we move into DTW Ministries, as we move into sharing your word, God, illuminate our eyes, God. Give us clarity of thought in the name of Jesus. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Tell them call. They said they don't have Facebook. They can't come on live. They can still call into Blog Talk Radio. 319-527-6091 is the number to call for our online radio broadcast, where we can get the broadcast live on the radio. 619-527-6091. Tell a friend who can't get on social media or is not too computer savvy to give us a call. One more time, 619-327-6091. That's 319. I was saying 319-527-6091. And this is the 1,986th episode of Purpose Kingdom. Hallelujah. We bless God. We bless God. So today we're going to talk real quick about the gifts, you know, that God gives. And first thing came to my mind when I thought about this is, you know, gifts and callings come without repentance. You know, we always hear that. And the purpose for that and in that is because when God speaks into time, when God speaks into you and I, when he speaks into our lives, when he declares that this is what we're going to have, this is what we're going to be gifted with, when he declares that in time, he speaks it from eternity. So gifts and callings come without repentance because what God has done has already happened in eternity. It might not happen in time yet. You might not have walked into or realized the gift that God gives, but the Bible says that he gives gifts to men. Hallelujah. He gives gifts. There's no one that was born, hallelujah, that doesn't have a gift. Your gift might not be the gift that someone else has. It might not be to the extent. It might not be to the level that someone has, but you are gifted because God has given gifts. Hey, man, God has given gifts to men. Man, we thank God. And don't get too hung up about the gifts, because to whom much is given, much is required. Some people are complaining and crying because other people have some things that they don't have, and you just don't know what's required of that person. When God gives gifts, God is a hard taskmaster. When God gives gifts, yeah, he has grace. Yes, he has mercy. Yeah, he has favor. Yes, he's giving you those things, but he's expecting a return on what he invested in. He's expecting a return on what he made a deposit in, because the deposit, the gift is not just the ability. The gift is a portion of himself. My God, our gifts, hallelujah, aren't to be so praised and to be so raised as much as it is the giver of the gift. A lot of us fall into trouble when it comes to gifts because we concentrate so much on the gift and not the giver. Every illustration, and I had trying to this scripture story really tied in. I didn't know how it tied in until I heard it ministered Sunday from our pastor. While we're in a season of Lent, as we move into the week of his passion, of Christ's passion and crucifixion next week and to Passover week. But when we're in the season of Lent, it was for the whole month of March coming from last month, that as we recognize who we are in Christ, as we recognize and reflect on what Christ has done, as we recognize the suffering that he's done, that we reflect on our own lives of consecration, what we're willing to give. But some people give a lot. The saying that goes about those who have fought in wars, that some, all gave some, the saying says, all gave some. People were out, and some lost limbs, some lost eyes, some lost legs, some have mental issues, but they did their best because all gave some. But then the saying says that some gave all. Some didn't come back home. Some, they're on a wall in Washington, D.C., or some memorial in their hometown, their home state, because they gave their all. And I'm still stuck. This is 2024, so I believe this is the theme that the Lord has for me, for us, for 2024, is to give more. Give more in 2024. If you want to see more, you have to give more. If you want to be more, you have to give more. You have to die more. We have to sacrifice more. We have to pray more. We have to submit more. We have to sanctify and set ourselves apart for the use of the Lord the more. My God, more in 24. That's the saying. I'm going to write that down right now. So more in 24. I want you to write it down right now. More in 24. I'm writing that down right now because I don't want to forget that as we look to the gifts. Yes, in Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, look, Timothy, the things that God I know is put in you that was there from your parents, that was there from your grandparents, that way that you were raised, those people that were in your life, those ministers that ministered to you while you was young, the gifts that was given to you, I know that were in you when the man of God laid his hands on you. Give yourself wholly to them. Give yourself to them. You have, and I keep talking about this, Mom, and I'm going to keep talking about it because I got to hear it until it manifests for me too. That book that's in you, you seen that book, you seen that song, you seen that invention, you seen that idea, that you have to continue to give yourself to it. You have to give yourself to it. Why? That those that may hear you may profit from it. that those that see your ministry, that hear you minister, that hear you move in your gift, that see you move in your purpose may benefit, because the gift is not for you, my God. The gift is for those that have to hear you. There are people in your life. There are people in your circles. There are people in your struggle. There are people in your sphere of influence. There are people that you just bump shoulders with every day. Now, whether it's in church, whether it's commuting back and forth to work, wherever you go during the day, there are people that are waiting just for you. There are people waiting just for me. There are people waiting for me to write their book. There are people waiting for me to write the next song. There are people waiting for me to release the invention that's in our head. Do not allow the graveyard to be the wealth in our lives, where all of our dreams, all of our aspirations, all of our ideas, all of our purpose go with us to the grave. We want to leave everything on the field. That's a sports analogy, to leave everything on the field. In Ephesians, it says this. I'm going to be reading out of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. But just remember that when God gave gifts, it's because he looked at us from eternity. He spoke it into us in time. But he looked in eternity and said, it's good. My God, he looked at us and said, it's good that I give her that. It's good that I give him that. It's good that I give them that gift. It's good because he speaks from eternity, my God, and he's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to make it good. Listen to that. He's going to make it good. Hallelujah. We will prosper in that thing that we give to. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. I heard that analogy, and I'm going to get to the scripture after I give this illustration. It was an analogy. A young man, he asked the man, he said, listen, there were two men. One was, they were both tied up at the end of the town. They were both tied up. One was wicked, and everybody knew it. One was a righteous man, and everybody knew it. Which one do you think will live? Man looked and said, well, hopefully the righteous man. The guy said, no, the one that you feed will be the one that lives. Whatever you feed in your spirit, whatever you feed in your inner man, whatever you feed in your mind will be the stronger of the two. Whether it's slothfulness, whether it's procrastination, whether it's diligence, whether it's strength, if it's strength of character, if it's courage, whatever you feed will be the man that lives. So feed, hallelujah, starve your doubts and feed your inner man with the word of God. Christ said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. Ephesians 4, I'm going to start at verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace. And I might have did this according to, I might have ministered this the last time, but it's been good. I've been stuck here. So I'm stuck. We're going to walk through this thing together. We're going to walk through it together, my. We ain't moving on. We're going to go through it together. Amen. But according, listen, given grace, he's given a special gift. He's given enablement. That word grace there doesn't just mean unmerited favor. That word grace there means the ability. God gave you the gift of song and gave you the gift of writing. Then he's also given you the ability to put it together. But listen, our life, these gifts that we have are still hid in God, in Christ. Like, we can't access these things. See, some people take advantage because they found out how to access by asking. And because God gives gifts, he's not going to withhold. He's not going to say, well, you ain't living right. You ain't doing this. If we ask, he'll give. Hallelujah. But when the judgment comes, we're going to have to answer to a God, my God, that demands his return. that demands fruit from our labor. That demand, listen, and he doesn't just demand fruit, but he demands righteous fruit. He demands holy fruit. He demands obedient fruit, hallelujah, from the gift that he gives. And we're looking to God. We're looking to God that God would continue to move in us to manifest his gifts for his purpose, for his will, my God, for his glory. Giving grace, giving the ability, giving that special gift to every one of us according, listen, to the measure of the gift of Christ. Love, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He's given us a measure, but we can increase faith. Hallelujah. We can increase in faith, building ourselves up in the Holy Ghost. Calisthenics tells me I can only lift a certain amount of weight, but that limit changes as I exercise. That limit changes as I continue to move, as I continue to lift, as I continue to exercise. And so it is in the spirit. Your spirit man, your inner man begins to get stronger as you exercise him the more. How do you exercise him? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. You exercise him by moving in obedience. You exercise him by prayer. You exercise him by worship. You exercise him by doing the will of God in the earth. You exercise him by simply saying yes. You exercise him by saying yes to God and no to the devil, by saying yes to God and no to self, by saying yes to God and no to the world, the things that you want, the proclivities that we have, by saying no to ourselves and saying yes to God. We begin to exercise a man on the inside how to resist the devil, and he will flee. My God, we want to resist. We want to build up our resistance, but we don't build up our resistance by giving in. We build up our resistance by yielding our members to the Holy Spirit. How do you yield? I'm glad you continue to ask me those questions, because the Bible tells us he that suffers in the flesh, hallelujah, has ceased from sin. The struggle is not that I'm struggling to say no. I'm struggling to say yes, because my body already wants what it wants. My body already wants to serve self. My body already wants to serve sin, because sin is in my members. And I understand that that doesn't change who I am on the inside, because my heart longs after God. But God has given me tools. God has equipped us that we can still say no, even when our flesh said something else. Even when we want something else, we can still say no, because we have the Holy Ghost on the inside. We have this power. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power, listen, may be of God. We know it's not of us, because we are telling ourselves. Ourselves is saying we want to do it. Ourselves is saying I got to have it. But it's something on the inside saying no. There's something on the inside saying I can't do this to God. There's something on the inside, my God, that's the gift of God, the grace of God, the love of God, the Spirit of God telling us, hallelujah, we can serve God. We can make it. We can do it. You're an overcomer. And I'm encouraged, because he tells us that he won't put us in temptations above that which we're able. Wait a minute, hold up. This temptation is taking me under. Yeah, my mind is going crazy. How do I exit? God has not put us in something that we can't overcome. It's what the scriptures say. He won't tempt us above that what we're able, but will with the temptation when it comes. And we can make it. There's also a door. There's also a way out. There's also a way of escape. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. And we touched on this, where Christ is the measure. The Spirit was given to him without measure. but it's given to you and I with measure. But we can, as it says in Jude, build up on our most holy faith. We can be built up the more we feel we don't have enough faith. We can be like the disciples. We can be like the impotent man. We can be like the man who had the demonic son. That, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. My God, Bible says if we lack faith, if we lack wisdom, if we lack, we can ask God who gives freely and doesn't hold back. My God, and upbraideth not. But verse 7, every one of us is given grace, is given a special gift, is given favor, is given the ability to do it. Hallelujah. According to the measure, my God. Hallelujah. This word is already messing me up. I got notes down here, but I don't even know if I'm going to get off verse 7. According to the measure. Hallelujah. I can picture in my mind's eye that the Lord looked at you and I with his measuring cup. Hallelujah. And he dripped just a little grace, just a little bit more. And he looked and he seen our lives because he's the Alpha and the Omega. He looked at our lives and said, do they need more or is that enough? Man, give them a little bit more. Is that enough? Hallelujah. That's enough with what I gave them. Hallelujah. They can make it. And just in case, let me remind them, if they need more, to come unto me. To come to me and ask for more. Hallelujah. And we're not coming amiss that we may glory, that we may gather men and women unto ourselves, but that the kingdom of God, hallelujah, may come, that the kingdom of God may grow, that the kingdom of God may be built. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to our Father. Hallelujah. Every one of us. I'm liking that part. Every one of us. So there's no big I's and little U's in God. There's no none of us that are not equal to each other just because of the gift. No. God looked and tempered the body together. And so he saw fit. God gave this one something and gave this one something, gave this one a little more, gave this one a little less because of his own discernment, because of his infinite wisdom, because of his omniscience. God, he didn't favor us, hallelujah, with gifts that we may glory, that men may gravitate to us and lift us up on a pedestal, but he did it for his own purpose. He did it, my God, we got to get down to the rest of these verses and see why he gave the gifts. He didn't just give gifts that we can make a name for ourselves, but he gave us gifts for a purpose. So now I can move on now out of verse 7, but I got to read that again because it feels so good in my spirit. According to the measure. I'm going to have to read this again, Mom. I'm going to have to read over this again a little slower next when I get off this broadcast. According to the measure. According, he measured our lives out. My God. You know when you make a cake? Hallelujah. Some people can make a cake and they just grab and they know what goes in it. But if you look on the back of the box, if you're not making it from scratch, even if you are making it from scratch, there's a measure. That says use 2 cups of this, use 3 of these, use 1 or 2 cups of this, or use a teaspoon of that, or use this, add this amount of liquid. And it looks, those ingredients separate don't taste well. But when you begin to beat the batter together, hallelujah. You begin to beat the batter together, hallelujah, and you take a little taste test, and it gives you a hint, my God, of what the cake is going to come out a little bit to taste like. And so God is tempering our lives that in the midst of ministry, sometimes in the midst of struggle, in the midst of difficulty, we still see the grace of God over our lives, and we get just a taste of the glory that he's squeezing up out of us. The glory, hallelujah, God, I feel good about this day here, about the glory of God that he's moving on the inside, that it may come on the outside. Won't we say yes to God? Won't we say yes to God? Yes, that the will of God, if for no other reason, I know the brain papers I got saved, the brain papers I began to and begin to tell and say yes to God was because I didn't want to go to hell. Now, it wasn't because I loved God. I didn't even know God. I didn't want to go to hell. But now, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I realize that I'm saved, when I feel that I'm saved, when I know that I'm saved because of what the scriptures say. Hell is no longer my portion. Hell is no longer my concern. My concern is the will and purpose of God in my life, that I might fulfill the purpose, that I may fulfill the calling, that I may answer the call, and that I may move in the gift that he purposed me to move in, that I can accomplish what he set me here to do. Verse 8, wherefore, he said, he ascended up on high. He led captivity captive and gave gifts. My God, hallelujah, and gave gifts. Man, I'm going to try to get into these notes now. Hallelujah. Because when we go into Ephesians and read that, we're reading the fivefold ministry gifts. You know, and I read some places there's 26 gifts, you know, the spiritual gifts that are in the church. They're gifts that are mentioned that God gives in the Old Testament. There are gifts all through the New Testament that God gives. And let me just read off a list of some of those gifts before I get down into the rest and move into the fivefold ministry. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, service, giving, exhortation, leading, mercy, administration, helps. All these gifts he gives, hallelujah, of these spiritual gifts he gives. And we see that some people move in these gifts, and you look at them and you're like, wow, this is a good person. This person has this. This person does these things. And you begin to talk to them, and they don't even know God. They don't even know Christ. But God has still yet bestowed upon them gifts. My God, hallelujah. He's given them things even from birth. Some people, we know that he gives gifts. Hallelujah. We know he gives gifts. We see gifts every day. We see people move in giftedness every day. But he gives it for purposes. My God, hallelujah. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended, when he went up, when he snatched the keys from the enemy, when he snatched the keys from hell, death, and the grave, when he said, grave, hallelujah, death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Hallelujah. When he declared those things, he went up on high, leading captivity captives. He gave gifts, hallelujah, to God, to men. Verse 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he descended, that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to get into that. Far above, my goodness. Hallelujah. Far above all heavens. Hallelujah. And thrones and dominions and powers and principalities. Far above. It says, I believe, in Ephesians 2, hallelujah, far above, hallelujah. He ascended, hallelujah, and far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. My God, thank you, God, for filling us, hallelujah. And through these administrative gifts, through these gifts of help, through these gifts of wisdom, the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gifts of faith, gifts of miracles, through all of these spiritual gifts, gifts that he gives in the body, the fivefold ministry, hallelujah, he gave some apostles, some are those that the Lord, and it talks about the army ranks, that some are captains of tens and captains of fifties, captains of hundreds and captains of thousands, because you have some people that work good in small groups. There's no problem with that. It's no problem to move where you flow, but it is a problem when it comes to the point where you don't know where your limit is. Many people have left people shipwrecked because their eyes were bigger than their stomach. You know, how many people have you known or seen that eyes were bigger than their stomach? Oh, I want to eat that. Oh, I want to get that. And they got that plate and they couldn't eat half of it before they was full. There were some of us, because we move in flesh, we move in envy, we move in jealousy, and we want what we see others have, and we want to know why we don't have it. And then God lets us see. He gives us more sometimes. Hallelujah. And instead of recognizing and saying, help, God, hallelujah, we move and shipwreck people's lives trying to adhere to the pool of the world and the pool of the people. Hallelujah. When God called us to move in the areas that we've been called to move in obedience. Hallelujah. Gave some apostles. Those that come, apostles are those that come and begin to plant churches. They plant churches. They build it up. They appoint a pastor. They make sure the administration is filled up. They make sure that the government of the church behind the scenes is built up. And then they leave to go and build another church someplace else. Maybe they visited someplace. They went on vacation and found out that this area didn't have a pastor. This area didn't have a church. This area didn't have someone that was preaching the gospel. So the Lord impressed them over. They need a church here, or they need another church over there. There's an issue, and this might be my own personal pet peeve. I can't understand and seeing churches on the corner of every block. It used to bother me. Our church was on 22nd Street, on 20th Street. There was a church on the corner of 21st Street. There was a church on the corner of 23rd Street. There was a church in the middle of the block between 23rd and 24th Street. There was a church on the corner of 24th Street. There was a church between 24th and 25th Street. There was a church on the corner of 26th Street. My goodness, and they are all preaching Christ. We have to get together, hallelujah, and we get together by denying ourselves. We put tearing down walls of partition that are in the middle of us, that are dividing us by the title of denomination, and understand that Christ is the head. Who cares if we're Apollos? Who cares if we're a Paul? Who cares if we're a Barnabas? We are of Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we are. We are Christians. We're not called Paulinians. We're not Apollians. We're Christians. Hallelujah. Apostles are those that plant churches. Then he gave some prophets. My God. Those that walk and speak the word of the Lord, wherever the Lord tells them to go. They might be in one church one day and in another church the next day. They might be in a corner. But they move from place to place, appointed by God. Hallelujah. And they're free. They're free agents. That's why people fear prophets, because prophets often, hallelujah, they don't have or move under men's jurisdiction. And a person sometimes that, you know, the bishop, someone, you know, that's the right reverend, doesn't like to have someone come and rebuke them. Hallelujah. So prophets aren't looked to that often in this church setting, in this age that we're in, but prophets is a part of the fivefold ministry. And as we move from that, it says evangelists. And evangelists are those of us that evangelize, go on street corners, go on the subway, go on the buses, go home. Hallelujah. Go to work. Go wherever the Lord leads us, in our teams, in our churches, to go out and spread the gospel. And then the secret. it is that all of us, in a way, are evangelists because all of us are commissioned to preach the good news. All of us are commissioned, hallelujah, to share our faith. Hallelujah. We might not preach to the extent that some do, but we're all called to be lights in this dark world. And, you know, don't say, well, they know because I pray over all of my food and before I cook it, and I pray that someone gets saved by eating my pie. No, the devil is a liar. We have to share the gospel. We like I said, might not have to share it like the pastor does. We might not have to share it with a bullhorn like some do, but we definitely have to share our faith. Hallelujah. Evangelists, some pastors and teachers, and we all know, hey, Brother Van, bless you. We all know pastors and what the office of pastor is, which is our local shepherd in our local church. So as the apostle comes and begins the church, the pastor might move as an evangelist. The pastor might move as a preacher, as a teacher. The apostle might move in all five of the gifts at one time until he administratively appoints and assigns those that will run the church when he goes and moves to the next area that needs evangelism. He begins to evangelize with a team. He begins to try to set up Bible study as he finds who are the local Christians that don't have a church. And then amongst those that are there, hallelujah, he begins to recognize, and God shows him the gifts and who can come to the fore, to come to the front, and who can handle this and who can handle that. Then he appoints a pastor. Hallelujah, as they establish a church, and then the apostle again gets up and leaves and moves and starts all over again. My God, hey, let me bless you. Hallelujah. And then we have teachers. And teachers are those that go line upon line, precept upon precept, that we may understand principles and doctrines, because listen, doctrines matter. Because this is that there's another gospel out there. And if someone comes and preaches to you another gospel, let him be anathema. Let him be accursed. Why? Because there are some that crept in unawares. My God, there are some that crept in with damnable doctrines and heresies and preaching what it said, doctrines of devils. My God, in the church, the Bible already tells us to be aware of these type of people and these type of doctrines. But if there's no teacher, if there's no one that nowhere that we're learning scripture, we often err because we just follow who's in front. We just follow who's ever in the pulpit. We just follow just like sheep, whatever they say. But I'm glad that I learned and was taught from an early age to don't just listen to what, hallelujah, our pastor says. He would say, don't just listen to what I say, but study. The Bible admonishes us to study to show ourselves approved. Why? Unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Listen, rightly dividing. Do you understand that means something? Rightly dividing? The word is very specific when rightly dividing, because if there's a right way, there is also a wrong way to divide the word. And we learn it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, with the gift of the teacher that's in the fivefold ministry that's in the church. Listen to verse 12, which is very important. For the perfecting, my God, hallelujah, that the saints may be perfected, that the saints may be equipped, that the saints may be mature, that the saints of God, that you and I, that we may be built up, hallelujah, my God, perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Christ. Why do you want to build this up? Why do we want to go from strength to strength? Why do you need to get stronger? Till we all come, hallelujah. God don't want none of us lacking. God don't want none of us to slack. We often think about it only in monetary gain. We only think about it in terms of finances. But spiritually, till we all come, my God. That's from the youngest to the oldest, That's from the least to the greatest. Now, that's from the newest convert, most seasoned saint, till we all come. My God, we're going through. If it's working together for the good, it's just not working together for my good, but it's working together for someone who sees me go through when I go through in victory, when I go through with my hands up, when I go through with a hallelujah, when I go through with the word of God on my mind, when I go through with the word of God in my heart, when I go through, hallelujah. It's working together because it's building me up. But it's working together for someone who's looking at my testimony and say, I know what he's dealing with. I know what she's dealing with. I know what they're dealing with. But look at their joy. Look at their consistency. Look at their spirit. My God, God, how do I get it like that? He's provoking me. He's provoking me to pray. He's provoking me. She's provoking me to turn my plate black because I want it like that. Hallelujah. When is the last time that your walk provoked someone to righteousness? When is the last time that our walk provoked someone to holiness? When is the last time, hallelujah, that our walk provoked someone to good works? Hallelujah. We thank God. We all come in. Hallelujah. That word in, hallelujah. We can stop it right there till we all come in into the ark of safety. Hallelujah. Into the kingdom of light. Into the kingdom of God. Till we all come in. Hallelujah. But it says here in verse 13, till we all come in the unity of faith. Hallelujah. 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 I was talking to a young man. I could see that they were, you know, of a different faith. They had on their black and white, had on their ties, had on their badges. And I had this scripture. It was in my mind already about the unity of faith. And he was telling me the story and, you know, talking. He was going, I let him go through a spiel because I already knew what I was going to say. I just didn't know it was going to stop him from talking. And he said what he said. And I asked him, I said, do you believe in Jesus? He said, yeah. I said, do you believe that he's the Savior? You know, do you have faith in him as your Savior? He said, yeah. I said, well, all the rest of that stuff is great. Because if our faith is united, then the rest is just doctrine. I said, no, I don't believe your doctrine, you know, but I do believe in Jesus. And he said, well, and he started to fumble. And I started to smile because I had to leave anyway because the bus was coming. You know, and I was like, oh, man. I said, oh, I didn't expect him to get choked up because I had something else I wanted to say, but the bus was there anyway. When we come and we begin to recognize people's faith, we let them come. I was going to say and talk about these other things as far as the wheat and the tares growing up together because I'm praying about that. I'm praying about how the Lord moves not just in the church, but outside the church. And I recognize that people say they have faith, but their faith is like James, no works. Faith without works, we recognize, is dead. Maybe you're saying, yeah, I've heard that. And I understand. Hallelujah. Let me read something to you. Hallelujah. Let me read Romans 5 real quick. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope in the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation works patience. Patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, and the King James said peradventure, for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, my gosh, while we were yet enemies of God, while we were yet separated from God, while we yet did not even have God on our mind, Christ died and descended and ascended, as we read in Ephesians, giving gifts to men, the gifts of God, the gifts that God gives. Or without repentance, the calling that God gives. We've seen people that were on Skid Row, and you could hear the preach in their voice. But when you looked and saw the vessel, your heart had to break. And he was talking, and he would just say, "You don't hear me." Yeah, wow. And people say, "Well, what that mean?" But if you have any inkling or any experience with church vernacular and church vocabulary, you know that that's a saying often that ministers say when they're saying something they're about to repeat it, or they possibly had repeated it, and they want to put emphasis on that next sentence. Make sure that you're listening. But we've seen people that in Skid Row could sing some of these best singers under the table. And God gives grace. They need to hear you. They need to hear the gospel. They need to come in to the ark of safety till we all come. Hallelujah. I believe that's why the Lord is delaying his coming. Hallelujah. Because there are so many that are outside of the walls that still need to come. If that's you, you're saying, "Yeah, well, I recognize what God gave me, and I'm gifted in administration. I'm gifted, you know, gifted businessman. I'm gifted businesswoman. I'm a gifted entrepreneur. But this commitment, you know, God knows my heart." Listen, my brother. Listen, my sister. The Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Listen what it says. Above all things, don't allow your heart and your emotions to fool you into thinking that you love God, when the Bible tells us in First Epistle of John that this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments and that his commandments are not grievous. If you want to give your heart fully to God, I want to pray with you. I want to say a prayer for you, and I want you to pray and repeat a prayer that I'm going to pray. But let me pray for you first. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone under the sound of my voice, God, that you, hallelujah, would grant grace tonight. Hallelujah. That as they hear, that you will open their heart in the name of Jesus. Even as you've given them ears to hear, I give them a heart to obey the conviction of your spirit to come unto you. For your word says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, God." In the name of Jesus, I pray. Now, pray this prayer with me. Repeat it. Hallelujah. Say it and mean it. Hallelujah. And after I'm done, our brother, you know, that's working behind the scenes is going to come and give you some corresponding information where you can correspond with Purpose Kingdom. Hallelujah. Where you can correspond with Purpose Kingdom, and we want to walk you through and into your discipleship. Say, "God, be merciful, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask it in Jesus' name and to his glory. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and be Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." Let me pray, and then we're going to get our brother online, and he's going to give you some information. God, again, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I pray that everyone that repeated that prayer whether on Facebook, whether on Blog Talk, God, whenever they will hear this message. But God, that you, being the faithful God that you are, that you would do exactly what they've asked, that you would save, God, and deliver them. You would direct them, God, to a Bible preaching, Bible teaching church, God, that they may be discipled, that they may continue in your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Here comes our brother, Rob. He's going to come on, and then after that, I'll give the final words and the benediction.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord. Thanks so much, Reverend Williams. And real quickly, here's the announcement. This is the Pirate Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you are, whether you listen to us online or via phone, we greatly appreciate your listenership and support for us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We also thank those that share with your friends and family members, letting them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live show, we do have a call-in number, which is 319-527-6091. Anytime you want to talk to any one of our hosts, you just press the number 1. Also, we invite you like us on our Facebook page, which is at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, we do make major announcements on our social media pages as well as others. We're also on Instagram and Twitter under the handle purpose_kingdom. If you want to shoot us an email for correspondence, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We're glad you're out of that. Also, if you need a Bible, leave your contact information, and we'll see about getting your Bible. Okay, and coming up pretty soon on the 23rd, all the way up into the 29th of this month, we will have our holy revival, the last seven words. Okay, and the last seven words is going to be some of our hosts, starting off with on the 23rd, is going to be Evangelist Shaw Johnson. And her word is going to be, Father, they not know what they do. Okay, and on the 24th, we're going to have Minister Arthenius Colvin. And her word is going to be, today shall be with you. Okay, and also on the 25th, we're going to have our very own pastor, Tyleen Daly. And her word is going to be, woman, behold, thy son, behold, thy mother. Okay, and on 26th, we have our very own Reverend Aaron Williams. And his word is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Okay, and on the 27th, we're going to have Minister Dominique Hudson, and her word is going to be thirst. And on the 28th, we're going to have Minister Adrian Allen, and her word is, it's finished. And then on the 29th, for our finale, we're going to have Minister Bernard Merrill, and his word is going to be, Father, into thy hands I command my spirit. All right, and we have on the tomorrow at the 9 p.m. hour, we're going to have Daughters of Ruth, and that's going to be hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. All right, once again, with God's moon, God's blessing, we hope you're able to join us again tomorrow at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, and that's going to be hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. All right, with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcement, so I want to hand the show back over to Reverend Williams. And Reverend Williams, excellent show tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bless you, Rob. Amen, amen. Just want to remember, you know, when we think about the Kronos and Logos, you know, and I don't want to get into, you know, ending anything deep that you got to go open up your lexicon and Bible dictionary and look up words. But God speaks from eternity. He speaks into time. When he gave us the gifts, when he gave gifts to men, when Christ ascended, giving gifts to men, when the gifts of God, when the Bible says, are without, the gifts and callings are without repentance. When God gives gifts, he gives them from eternity. My God, I like that. He gives from eternity. And the fivefold ministry that he placed in the church, it says that he gave some to the church. That means that the majority of the gifts, of the spiritual gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, working of miracles, speaking in tongues, all the discernment, service, giving, you know, prophecy, exhortation, administration, helps, mercy, leading, these things are gifts that he gives to lay members, that he gives to everyone, that he gives to those. And the thing that I like about the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, but when coming out of chapter 12, it said, and yet covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Because we might have a certain gift. We might have the working of miracles, but our disposition is bad. Our disposition is nasty. Our attitude is off. But if we walk in love and learn to walk in love, my God, whatever gift, I believe this with all of my heart, that whatever gift I need when I'm filled with the love of God, whatever gift I need for the situation that I'm in, for the circumstance that arise, God, by the Spirit of God and by the grace of God, will stir that gift for that need in whoever's ready, my God. I believe that. You might have the gift of tongues, but that doesn't mean you can't lay hands at when God needs it. Hallelujah. That don't mean that you can't sing a song and fling a demon off of somebody when you need it. You're anointed to move in the love of God. Yeah, it's about gifts. But I would rather flow in the love of God. I would rather be known for the love of God. I would rather be known because I had compassion on someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That thing feel good, Stephanie. That thing feel good in my spirit, my God. Hallelujah. That God, hallelujah. Even when I say his name, God, my God, just when God, I'm talking about God here. Hallelujah. God did it, doing it in us. Why? For the perfecting of us, that we may be mature, that we may grow, you and I, arm in arm, hand in hand, breast to breast, heart to heart, to grow up to the fullness of the stature of Christ. So he's given it to me in a measure. But when we all come together, we make the full stature. God, hallelujah. When we work this thing together, hallelujah, God gave Christ the gift without measure. So if we want to see the Spirit in its fullness without measure, it only happens corporately when we come together. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. God, I do thank you, and I bless you for the corporate anointing. Thank you for the ability. Hallelujah, God. Thank you to see my brother, to see my sister, to see my mother, to see my aunt, to see, hallelujah, their giftedness, God, and to see, hallelujah, where you're calling and moving us to. God, I just pray that you would continue to get glory to yourself, magnify yourself in their lives and in the lives of those that will hear this word in the name of Jesus, God, so we all come. Hallelujah, yes, God, so we all come in, yes, God. Till we all come in the unity, hallelujah, of faith. Hallelujah. Till we all come in the unity of faith to the fullness, hallelujah, of the stature of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.